I don't smoke many cigars. When I'm out driving, I smoke one. But can't afford the darn things. I have a friend who smokes cigars most of the time. I don't know how he does it, but he does.
Guess he'd be a banker, that Marlowe. And all that, that old Bill, this, he got look like he takes a pipe and screws them right in his mouth. I said, yeah, he'd sit there and chew on them.
I have an uncle who's that way. He smokes, oh, I guess maybe 3-4 cigars a day, but he's always got one in his mouth. When he gets done, it burns halfway and he eats the other half, I think.
I was down at the livestock sale on Monday at Duncan. Old Earl Russell, he's the setting man at the sale. And he sat over there for 3 or 4 hours. With one in his mouth, he never did light it.
See if this thing is... Yeah, it's all right. I got a check now, and then I don't know what happens to this thing in the car. It's got so many miles on it, I sometimes shake nuts and bolts loose.
What is the man's name at Ardmore?
Oh, Corn. Nice fellow.
I don't know one or two fellas in Ardmore. Nobody used to live by me. When he drilled the first oil well in this country, his name was J.C. Clarence. I haven't seen him in about 35 years. I've been laying off to go see him. I was down there here a while back, but didn't have time to stop and see him. I said, well, I'm going to stop and see him someday.
You know, that's that way with me. I'll know a fellow lives someplace, but I'll just never get the time to stop. I'm always in a hurry when I go through.
Well, I had a buddy I tell you about being down here hunting quail so much. Chapman, he lives in Longview, Texas. I said I'd like to go see him, but I'm not high-powered enough for him. Kid, he's made more money than he can spend. It won't affect him any. But his wife is one of these uptown gals, you know.
That's too bad.
I said, well, I guess I'll ever catch him away from there. So I said, if I was to go down there, I'd go to a hotel. I wouldn't stay there. Mm-hmm. And here, that's when he'd have a fit, because he's just an old country boy. We done a lot of bird hunting and a lot of wolf hunting together.
He from here went down to Texas?
Yeah.
A lot of people did that. A lot of young people doing it now, I guess.
They're going everywhere now.
Yeah. When I was over around Stigler, the town was just full of California licenses. Young people go out there and work.
A lot of people went around there. They used to be here, we had 133 enrolled in school.
Huh. Down here at Bailey?
Yeah. And that got to where we couldn't keep 13.
Hmm.
And I said, well, they said, where are they going? I said, to town. I said, they'll be back. And I said, no, they won't. They won't never come back.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, they'll have to. I said, no, they can't. That's where it'll be. I said, the houses are all gone. And they'll stay till they ain't able to get a location, build a house, and they've got to stay there.
They sell a farm when they went in?
Yeah, some of them, and some of them are just renters.
Mm-hmm.
These big farmers take them over, you see.
Yeah. I've noticed that more and more and more. The big places get bigger and the little places disappear.
That's right.